And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Scouting Combine in Indy is coming up at long last. Mm-hmm. The biggest news nationally from that will probably be quarterbacks, Mariota and Winston. Do they go 1-2 in the draft, or is it too early to tell?
Well, I think the storyline that's starting to develop is going to continue through the combine because that's where things sort of pick up. And I don't think they're going to go 1-2. I think Mariota is going to continue to sort of be picked apart by the analysts and eventually probably sink out of that top three range. Not good for the Jaguars if that happens.
I don't think so. I think that, and I don't know the Titans take him at 2, but I think he's a guy that somebody will fall in love with. You've got a couple of teams, the Browns, that need a quarterback and have 2 first-round picks. I think they go 1-2. It's just a matter of do the Titans take him or does someone come get him?
That's what happens with quarterbacks. They build them up, they break them down.
Sure.
Before
right
the
or wrong, it happens
goes
right
every year. Now, for the Jaguars at the Combine, what's the focus? Is it still defense?
Well, it's going to be defense in terms of all of us looking at it because I don't expect Dave Caldwell or Gus Bradley to say, hey, yeah, we're taking X player, he's going to be defense. It'll be interesting to see if it sort of breaks out of that wide receivers position people are looking at, Cooper. So there are names out there, but I think the trend, the theme, is going to continue to be front and pass rusher, and that's going to be my focus at the Combine.
Well, we're talking about impact players, right? Mm-hmm. And the 2 biggest impact players are on the defensive side of the ball where
right.
the Jaguars are picking. Yeah. And you've said before, you don't want to see him go back too far because then you miss that big-time impact player. I think the focus stays defense because otherwise you're talking about an offensive tackle.
Right, and I don't see that happen. I think it's going to continue to be that focus, and yes, I am wary of trading down too far because you need impact guys who people get excited about and say, wow.
Biggest news around the Jaguars, at least nationally this week, was the headline that Shad Khan wants to extend the London series past the 2 more years remaining. It's not really news around here. We've
sure.
known that for a while, but what do you make of the news coming out now?
I was going to say, maybe we go back to October or November when he first wrote and talked about this. I think London is a part of this for a while. Shad Khan believes it helps locally. He believes it helps the international brand. And 2 years after that, 4 years after that, who knows? But I think he likes this. As long as he likes it, I'm not going to argue with him, right, Brian?
No, I'm not either. It's profitable. I mean, it is a big part of the Jags' bottom line. It also helps give them an identity. And when this team is winning and playing in London, they have a chance to be the international team, even if they just play 1 game over there.
There you have it. That's Jags of the Roundtable for this week. We'll talk to you next week.